Oh, we got an intro.
Yeah, you know, good guy up here. I was going to do the Lack of Good Neighbor State Farmers there with the football game.
And here I am. we put a lot of time. I'm completely filled out. Touchdown Tommy. You know, we still have yet to get a good nickname for you this week, Tommy.
Yeah, for some reason my wife doesn't like Touchdown Tommy.
Well, as soon as we get a better offer in there, we'll start using the new one. But coming to you live from New Sharon, North Mahaska High School Warhawk football homecoming 2013 for the Warhawks.
Beautiful night
here in New Sharon. Temperature wise, I don't even.
We don't care. It's just
don't even know. The week number six. Warhawks. Week number six. See the Warhawks coming in with a record of 2-3. After a game last week, I think Coach Arrett and the Warhawks would like to sooner forget the 48-0 thrashing that was put on them by Montezuma.
I know, I want to forget that.
It's one of those weeks of practice. I don't know where it was hard to really take many bright spots from that game, and so hopefully they can get on track here tonight. We got the Pekin Panthers in the house. Pekin coming off a tough game last week, big game here a couple weeks ago, that backyard brawl against Sigourney. The game was decided on the last play of the game. We got about 9 minutes to go here. You're listening to KIIC about 6 Thunder Country. You're listening by way of either the Thunderbolt app or live on KIIC.com. My name is Wendell Campbell. I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent out of Oskaloosa. And we got Touchdown Tommy Jenkinson keeping track of what's happening and keeping track of who's doing what.
I can only keep track as long as I can read my own handwriting.
That's true. Well, if you need help with math, I know who you can see, but for handwriting, that's just one of those inherent things.
I think I know some people I can talk to.
So you can talk. We got 8:48 to go here before kickoff. Again, you're listening to KIIC.6. You listen to the pregame show. You heard all about all the games that were going on here around Southern Iowa here this week.
Oh, we got the national anthem ready to play.
We're going
to
stand up and do the national anthem here real quick. We're going to pause while they play that.
Andrea Lovey, Mr. Paduke, Lisa Hammond, Jenna Carrico, and Rachel Sherber. So, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Beautifully done
by a quartet of, that's a quintet, that's five.
That's five.
Quintet of the North Mahaska band here. We got about 7 minutes to go before kickoff. Again, you're listening to Homecoming 2013 here. North Mahaska High School, the Warhawks taking on the Pekin Panthers. Beautiful night for football. The Warhawks coming into tonight, I believe it's 2-1 in the district after the loss last week to Montezuma.
Mayhem and Monty.
The Mayhem and Monty turned into be kind of a dud, as it was all Montezuma early and often. They got off the scoring 2 touchdowns in the first quarter, 3 more, I believe, in the second quarter. And it was all Montezuma as the Warhawks struggled to get on the board last week.
It was a brutal, rough game, a lot of penalties, a lot of
personal fouls. Yeah, kind of chippy there in the first half.
Second half as well.
Second half didn't take as long with the running clock, but you know what? It's a new week. It's a new game here for Coach Arrett and the Warhawks. Some of the ones you happen to spring it to you there tonight. Of course, I'm Wendell. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. Crow Row Antiques and New Sharon. McGriff's of New Sharon. Gardner Collier Jewelry. American Cleaning there out of Oskaloosa. Jim Miller helping us bring it here tonight. Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. Brian Seat Company. Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Hello, better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa. Community First Credit Union and Your Voice, powered by Community First. Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care in Oskaloosa. East Market and Grocery. North Manhasset. Out onto the field, number 75. That was Parker Davis leading them out onto the field here just out of 5 minutes to go. We've got the homecoming floats surrounding the field on the south end. They lift something up on the south end of the field. Got Wanders now from the offensive starter here. Wanders followed by Hibbler.
Linebacker number 18, Andrew
Gulak. Andrew Gulak, a freshman on this this North Manhasset team.
Linebacker number
24. The defense, they're giving us the defense here. Rob Popier, number 24. Going to call his number a lot tonight like we have all season.
Linebacker number 25, Andrew.
Yeah, he's a big one in that last week's game.
This one.
I missed a couple.
Well, there's a lot of players on both sides of the ball here for the Warhawks. Richards coming out here. Quarterback, Richards has been.
Well, that's got Dakota Hudnut.
Carson Stockwell coming out. Number 9, called his number early and often here tonight on the offensive side of the ball.
A couple weeks ago, he had a big game.
Big game against
English Valley.
English Valley's here a couple weeks ago. He took the opening snap, took it 70 yards to the house for a touchdown in a game that was really a lot closer than it should have been at halftime, but then it was all North Manhasset in the second half.
Mortel coming on the field.
Mortel, Rutledge. Fullback Rutledge will be running in front of Stockhill pretty much all night tonight.
Did he get Simmons on there?
Yeah, Simmons came out earlier. Cody.
Sophomore number 51, Colton Davis.
Two of the Davis boys here on the Warhawks team.
Offensive tackle number
58. Hunter's brothers.
I don't know. Do not know. 3.5 minutes to go here before kickoff. Can you listen to KIIT feet number 6?
That's got Williams.
Williams, Lanphier.
Center tonight
is senior
number 71, Taylor
Lakeville. Finally, they haven't got him a jersey with his name on it yet, but I think we called him Van Wielden for the first couple weeks of the season. Kohler coming out of the tunnel here.
Yeah, first couple weeks called Lagwell Van Wielden.
We had, of course, on the schedule and on the programs that we get when we're coming into the games, it wasn't any fault of our own. We were just calling as we saw it. One of our sponsors, we want to thank Proline Building Company, East Market Grocery here in New Sharon, Cargo of New Sharon. So this week sees us in the midst of week number 2 of a tough 4-game set that started last week at Montezuma. Next week we'll be at BGM in Brooklyn, and then we'll be back home on the 11th of October for the Linville Sully game. A lot of
windshield time.
Well, we only got 2 away games, and they're relatively close. There's a lot of good teams as you look up and down that single-A designation on the state ranking. Some of these, Pekin, BGM, Linville, Sully, all teams have been ranked earlier in the year or currently ranked. So we're going to see those teams in the next couple weeks. Get inside 2 minutes. We've got the captains out middle of the field. Richards, Pulpeter, Legbold, and Kohler.
Well, I was going to say, Oskaloosa's got their homecoming tonight, too.
Yep, we left Oskaloosa tonight after the parade last night. I think those who came out and saw the parade, but lots of homecomings. Kind of early for homecoming, too. We're still in September having homecoming games. A lot of Warhawk faithful here tonight. A lot of red on this side of the field. We're just to the left of the press box. Here on the north end of the field.
Feel free to come up and say hello.
Yeah, if you're listening to us, say hello. Find us on Facebook. You can find my William Campbell State Farm on Facebook. Like us there. us and send messages or emails and let us know how we're doing, what you think, what you like, what you don't like. We're not sure if we'll solve or change anything, but we'll at least take it to heart. So they break the huddle here on the sidelines. It looks like Pekin's going to be kicking off here. And I tell you what, this Brian Brain, number 96 for Pekin, watching him kick before the game. I mean, he was lining some up 25 and 30 yards field goals and was clearing by a fair margin. So got to watch the leg here, number 96 for the Pekin Panthers.
He must play soccer.
He may. He may. He's a big guy. He's bigger than I am. But that doesn't take much. Height-wise.
Yeah, height-wise. Don't take much for me either.
So, we're going to ask you, I got Stockdale and Rutledge back to receive. We're getting set to kick off first quarter action here in the North Mass Warhawks. Line break for Pekin. They whistle live for play. He's going to be kicking off right to left. Steps up, puts a foot into it. Rutledge is going to take this one back in about his 5-yard line. Rutledge run left to right up past the 15, up to the 20. Up's going to be caught in the scrum up about the 25. Push forward. They're going to mark it right at the 25. That's going to be first and 10 for North Manhattan with 11:49. Opening drive of homecoming 2013 for the Warhawks. First and 10 for Richards in this Warhawk offense. Last few weeks, it's taken them a while to get something going. Last week, they never did get something going as they were blowing 48-0. Slot receiver near side, got Richards under center, Rutledge and Stockdale behind him. Man goes in motion, that's Bortel. Show the far side. He's got a handoff left side to Stockdale. Stockdale makes it on left tackle. Makes it up past the 25. Not going to give him much, about a half a yard on that one. Still going to be second and 10 for the Warhawks. I want to thank Crow Row Antiques for helping tonight be possible. Crow Row Antiques is where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old arriving every day. If they don't have it, Linda or Cheryl will find it. That's Crow Row Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon. Ball's on the far side of the field here. Richards, I formation behind him. Bortel's going to go in motion, come to the near side. Yep, they're going to fake the handoff left side of Stockdale. Pressure in the backfield. Ball's overthrown. He's intended down for number 12. Bortel ran a flat. Kind of a flat route down here in the flats coming right at us. And just overthrew him out of bounds. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 10 for the Warhawks as there was pressure into the backfield.
Yeah, it looks like they're rushing the outside corner.
Teddy Club, I believe, was the one giving him fifth on that one. Petey Club.
Petey Club?
Is that how you'd read that, Petey Club? I'll read it, Petey Club. If I'm wrong, somebody text me. And that's going to be to Rutledge here, the up back. He's going to be caught off the left side, pushed forward for about a yard. That's going to bring a 4th down for the Warhawks. 11 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Opening drive stalls for the Warhawks.
Hey, we got a yard.
Did get a yard, but on 3 plays, that's not going to get it.
No.
Richard's going to go back punt formation for the Warhawks. Christian Whitrock, a junior for the Pekin team, back.
Now, Richards has had some good punts over the last couple games.
Snaps up. They rush. Looks like maybe that one was off. That one was tipped. Punt goes out the far side of the field, up about the 45-yard line. So, Pekin's going to take over with good field position in North Mahaska territory.
Jared Bond.
Bond in on that one, get a hand on it?
I think he got a hand on it, but he was right there.
Richards, he heard him, kicked it, and kind of off the side of his foot. I don't know if he got a hand on it or just a...
I think it was a rush punt.
Alice, the quarterback here, in I formation for Pekin. He's going to come out left side. He's got a man open in the near flaps up to the 40. He turns around, makes it up to the 35, and going to be pushed out. Oh, no, he stayed in bounds, up past the 25, down about the 20.
Bolt-Peter on that tackle.
Bolt-Peter knocking him out of bounds.
Bolt-Peter a little slow.
Slow to get up. Pick up the 25 there for Pekin. It's also threw it near flat to Whitrock. Christian took it, returned a couple yards, and was able to run down this near sideline. I thought he was knocked out of bounds, but able to make it up to the 20-yard line. So
looks like Polpeter got the wind knocked out of him.
And that's going to be the right side. That's totally what Copeland. Copeland's going to turn around, right tackle, make it upfield for about 2 yards. He's going to make it down to the 18.
Hibbler on the stop.
Hibbler right on the stop for the Warhawks. You probably hear us say Copeland quite a bit tonight. As maybe if you've listened to any of the Pekin games, there's two Copeland boys, Tyler and Chase. Tyler the freshman, Chase the sophomore. Single back behind Alsop. Alsop's going to take it. Shotgun, he's going to throw it out. What can we call it? By number five, down to five. Knock four to the three.
We got a flag on the play back at the 20-yard line.
Flag in the backfield. Ball was caught by Conger down inside the five to the three. This one's going to come back. They're going to get Deacon here for a hold. So what was a second and six? Ball inside the 20 is going to be pushed back to second and 16. So it's a good break there for the Warhawks as Deacon in two plays was going to be down inside the five-yard line. Clock's going to stop with 9:45 there with the penalty. Get no score in the first quarter. North Mahaska homecoming, 2013.
Deacon thought they were going to get it put up there at the five.
Nope. So it's going to be first and 10, ball back just outside the 30-yard line for Pekin, second and 20. That was a spot foul. That happened even behind the line of scrimmage. The second 20, I formation by Awesome. Option, he's going to take it around the left side. He's going to make it up to the post of the 25, just past the 25.
Rutledge on that stop along with the Hibbler.
I didn't see Rutledge get up.
Rutledge, Portell, they're both in on that one.
Both in on that one. So it's going to make up a third and right about 14, call it 15 here for Pekin.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Ossoff, kind of a pistol formation, single back behind him. He's going to drop back to pass. Pass across the middle. That ball's caught. He couldn't take off. Gumas couldn't take off because Gumas had a hold of the back of his jersey and wasn't letting go. And he slowed him down just long enough to let the rest of the Warhawk defense come over and stop him.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody drug about 10 yards across the field.
Yeah, they have to start waiting down Andrew's shoes to help him slow down. That's going to bring up a 4th and 4, ball just inside the 15-yard line for Pekin. Pekin's in a little pistol formation, single back. Looks like the left side of the line got going a little early there for the Panthers.
That's going to help North Mahaska right there.
So pushing back in a 4th and long. We'll wait for a signal here from the officials. Good ball.
Oh.
They're going to call this one on the defense. Encroachment or offside, the defense is going to give Pekin a first down inside the 10. First and goal to go, ball on the 9. 8:27 to go.
Lining up in the neutral zone. Is that what they say in the NFL?
Neutral zone infraction. In high school football, it's all procedural penalties, so illegal procedure. Alsop's, again, the pistol, going to back behind him, back to his left. He's going to roll out left side, and they're going to run an option here. Pitches back behind him to Copeland. Copeland's going to make around left side of 5. He's going to get down inside. Inside the 5, he's going to be knocked out of bounds right about the 1.
Portell
in on the stop. Alsop was running left side, and he had some pressure in the left. Off the left side and was able to pitch it back to Copeland. As Chase was able to make it around the left side and get down inside the 5. Second goal to go, ball just inside the 1-yard line.
I'll tell you something, this Copeland, Chase Copeland, he's got some wheels.
Yeah, he can run. Also takes a snap, got a hand up left side again. This is Copeland. Now that the goal line falls forward, and that's a touchdown for Pekin. With 8:02 to go in the first quarter, Pekin strikes first. Deacon strikes first blood here in the first quarter. Copeland took it off right tackle. Less than a yard to go, was able to fall across the goal line. Brain here. Ryan Brain, number 96, lined up for the extra point.
I thought you were going to say Pinky.
No. It's Ryan. Snap. Ball's down. Kick is up. Kick is no good. He had plenty of leg on it, just didn't get it straightened out. So the extra point is no good for Pekin. But they score first here with 8:02 to go, leading this one 6-0. Want to thank some more of our sponsors, McGriff's of New Sharon. They're your place for all your farm or home projects. Thank McGriff's of New Sharon. They carry Red Brand steel posts and standard heavy duty, including wood posts, creosote, barb, and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's, your farm and home supply store in South Central Iowa. proud to support the New Sharon High School Athletics. With 8:02 left in the first quarter, Deacon scores first to go up 6-0. You got some scores, Tommy. You're going all over to see what else is going on around the league, around South Central Iowa.
Oh, you can play the league.
You listen to KIIC, your home for all the action on Friday nights. We're bringing nine high school football games every Friday night between the FM side and the streaming side.
Well, the only score we got is Pekin.
We know the score to that one.
do I need to repeat it? Pekin 6, Northman Haskins 0.
Pekin lines up to kick. This ball's going to bounce about the 5.
Oh, I would
have the 5, 10 up past the 15 to the 20. It's going to be brought down. That was Rutledge on the return. He's going to be brought down about the 23-yard line. Number 32, Petey Club. We decided that was Petey, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm going to call it Petey.
With the way it's shown on there, I'll call it Petey.
I don't want to call him Petey.
No.
It's not Petey.
Petey was out and kicked that one. So Warhawks are going to get first and 10, ball on the 22-yard line, ball near side of the field. Slot receiver, two backs, Rutledge and Stockdale. A little bit of a screen. Screen pass intended for Rutledge, just over his outstretched hands. I'm making up words.
It is homecoming. You never know. There could be a streaker.
Could be. Could be. If you want to get the most coverage for your dollar. You find plenty of people here tonight. Beautiful weather tonight. Last week at Montezuma, it got a little cold standing up on top of the press box. Tonight, we got three backs in behind Richards. Ball near side of the field, two tight ends. And that's going to be the stock over left side with two lead blockers. He's going to be caught in the backfield and pushed back for a loss of 2.
Colton Landman.
Landman in on the stop. Colton Landman. I want to put a D in there.
So did I.
7:33 to go in the first quarter. Warhawks looking to score to keep this one close and keep it from getting out of hand early. Ball's middle of the field. Two tight ends. Again, three backs. Rutledge, Fortell, Stockdale. Stockdale run off right side. Two lead blockers look out. He cuts into the secondary. Up past the 30. Past the 35. They're going to slap the ball just beyond the 35. Pick up of about 15 on the play. Stockdale followed both his lead blockers, Fortell and Rutledge. They had a three-back eye set on that one. He ran right up off the left side and was able to pick up 15. First down, Warhawks.
Gain of 13.
No, because he lost 2 on the play before. First and 10, ball on the 35-yard line for the Warhawks. Again, ball middle of the field, three backs behind Richards. Fortell goes in motion out of the backfield. Comes near side. Pitch is going to be a near side. Stockdale's men at the line of scrimmage and driven down. Great play. Number 32, Petey Club. Met him in the hole and knocked him back. And Stockdale a little slow to get up, but he gets up back to the huddle. Great play by Club for this Pekin team.
I thought we were going to be calling Copeland boys.
I think on the offensive side of the ball we will. It didn't take them many plays to score earlier. Ball's near side of the field. Richards under center, offset eye behind him. Fortell in the slot. Kohler comes near side. Rolls out left side. Ball's batted into the air. Batted into the air and incomplete. Number 81, Brody Long, was able to get in there for the Pekin Panthers and knock the ball up in the air. Richards was able to come up and knock it down, so it wasn't intercepted. He had a play on the ball. That's going to bring up 3rd and 10 with 6:08 to go in the first quarter. Richards tried to roll out far side on that one, and as soon as he turned around, Long was in his face and was able to bat it up in the air.
I am glad he got rid of it. Otherwise, it'd be a 3rd and very long.
It would have been a big loss. Two backs behind Richards. He hands off to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to run up left side, met his line of scrimmage and driven backwards. Gained about maybe half a yard. That's going to bring up 4th down for the Warhawks, just beyond the 35-yard line. .550 to go in the first quarter. Showing 4th and 11, so Richards is going to line up to punt this.
hat. Something doesn't add up.
37, Whitrock, back to receive. Standing on his own 40-yard line. High snap, and Richard's able to get down. Good kick around down the right side. Ball checks up at the 40. He's going to roll down to the 35. Down about the 34. That's where Pico's going to take over with 5:19 to go in the first quarter. Leading this one 6-0. They change size.
We got a score.
Got another score, Tommy. What do you got?
Wayne, 14.
Wayne Corden.
Moravia, 0.
Moravia, 0. Wayne Corden, up quick on that one. The third game time is the same as ours. They believe they start at 7 o'clock. So it's 5:19 to go here in the first quarter. Pika's going to take over. Warhawks going to take a timeout and talk about this one.
I would.
Take a timeout. That gives us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors. Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs, located in Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. We want to thank Jim Miller at American Cleaning there in Oskaloosa. He's a certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work from fire, water, damage from flood or backup, including mold testing, American Cleaning and Jim Miller is the one you need to call. Whatever you need clean, give Jim Miller a call at 641-660-8358. Warhawks come back out on the field. They took a timeout to talk about that one. Pekin's going to take over first and 10, ball on the 38.
Wayne's picking up.
They show it's the 38, but I believe that's back inside the 30. That's the 28. First and 10, ball on their own 28, also behind. Single back, he drops back, got a man down the field. Man comes back to catches it at the 45, coming brought down middle of the field. That's number 5, Zach Conger. Conger ran a route, came back to his quarterback, and the quarterback was scrambling, was able to catch the ball. Just shy of the 50-yard line, first and 10, Beacon, with 5:09 to go, the first quarter. Also, the three receivers near side, single back behind him. Also takes it. Oh, ball's knocked down. Right ball gets into the backfield and was able to knock that one. And then we're running a little screen to the near side of the field. Copeland came out of the backfield to come to the near side. They did show that one as a backwards pass. So when Copeland fell on it, the ball was dead. So a loss of 7 on the play brings up 2nd and 17. Ball's back down to the Beacon 43-yard line. Clock continues to run, 4:46 to go, first quarter. Three receivers near side. Copeland in behind him in the backfield. Awesome's going to hand it off to Copeland, man in motion. He's going to run around the right side, and he's got wheels. He's into the secondary, up past the 40. Going to be dragged out of bounds about the 35. Pick up 22 on the play for Chase Copeland. Copeland had three receivers near side. Copeland went in motion, took the handoff across the middle, was able to take it around the right side. Big gain for the Pekin Panther team. Down to the 37. Pekin's going to get a first and 10. Two receivers, one each side, eye formation behind Alsop. Alsop's going to fake the handoff, take it himself. He's driven back. Number 50, Red Doty, was able to catch him as he took it upfield for a yard, bring up 2nd and 9.
2nd and 9.
Ball's on the far side of the field. Two receivers set for Pekin, high formation behind Alsop. Alsop's going to take the snap, hand it off right side to Chase Copeland. Copeland's going to turn up. Pickup of about 5. We got a flag on the play coming in at the end.
Let's see what way this one goes.
They're marking the ball just outside the 30, about the 31, 32-yard line. Looks like the 32-yard line. We'll wait and see what the call is here. They're going to catch North Mask with a face mask.
Ouch.
Which is going to put it up Billy tacked on to the end of the run. He's going to put it up. That is a first down for the Pekin Panthers. So it gives the Pekin Panthers a first down with 3:49 to go in the first quarter, leading this one 6-0.
Faith, settle.
Ball's on the far side of the field. A little pistol set. They're going to equipment timeout. Here's one of the back judges helping Hibbler get his helmet adjusted.
Yeah, that was awful.
Ball on the far side of the field. Pistol formation, two receivers. Handoff's going to fake the handoff. Awesome's going to go ahead and keep it, run up right side. That's past the 20, down to the 15. Going to be close to another first down. Yep, they're going to make a motion. First down, Pekin. Pick up 10 on the play for the Panthers.
Jody comes back in the game.
Jody back in, wanders back. Back out for the defense. Ball's on the far side of the field. Four receivers set for Alsop. Single back behind him. Alsop takes the snap. Going to roll out near side here. Going to try and outrun Rutledge. He's got a man open. Overthrew his man. He was pushed out of the pocket, ran near side.
Overthrew Christian Whitrock.
Whitrock was on the near side down about the 10-yard line. Just beyond his outstretched arms. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 with 3:06 to go in the first quarter. Pekin been moving the ball pretty easily so far. This would be a nice chance to get a good third down and hopefully trying to stop him and either get away with no points or maybe give him a chance to kick a field goal. But two receivers set for Alsop. Copeland behind him. The handoff's going to be left side to Copeland. Copeland's going to run around left side up past the 10, the 5, and in. 15-yard touchdown run for Chase Copeland.
That's his second on the night.
Two touchdowns tonight so far for Copeland. With 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, Copeland took it off the left side, was able to just outrun. He's got some wheels. I've seen you run, Tommy. You're pretty quick, but
not that fast.
Not that fast.
I'm kind of fat, too. I know you won't say it, but I will.
Brain comes in here. Brian Brain, number 96, comes in for the extra point. There's the snap. Ball's down. Kick is up.
That's good. That's
good. That makes it 13-0, Pekin Panthers, with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. But so far, the North Mahaska Warhawks don't have an answer for Chase Copeland. One big pass play on that last series, and a couple big runs with Copeland was able to take it in with 3 minutes to go.
Wow, this is the quickest I've ever seen a ref run.
Yeah, they're kind of racing back to get this one set up to kick it off again. Change of possessions. We want to thank some more of our sponsors helping make tonight possible and all season of Friday Night Lights. As me and Tommy will be following the North Mahaska Warhawks. We're in week number 6. We'll be here every week as long as North Mahaska's playing. We'll be calling it on KIIC feed number 6, KIIC.6, on your Thunderbolt app, on your smartphone or on your tablet, KIIC.com.
Score for you, Wilton 6, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 0.
6-0, that game gets underway.
Wayne 27.
Wow.
Nadia, 0.
Wow, that one, 4 touchdowns. 32, Club comes up, kicks the ball. The ball's going to be fielded right about the 25, up past the 25, up to the 30. There's a scrimmage off the 30.
AJ Hibbler on that one.
Yeah, Hibbler was able to field that one and run it up as it was kind of a squib kick by Club there.
Maybe Pekin should play with 9 guys instead of 11.
2:52 to go in the first quarter. Pekin leads this one 13-0. It's been the Chase Copeland show so far. Ball near side of the field. Richards under center. Single receiver near side. Bortel in the slot. Rutledge and Stago behind him. Richards takes the snap. Going to fake the handoff right side. Keep it himself. Able to get around. Drug back behind the 30. They're going to give him forward progress to the 30. Loss of about a half yard on the play. going to bring up a second long for the Warhawks. Warhawks taking the ball left to right as you face your radio down. Homecoming 2013 here in New Sharon, North Mahaska High School. Again, single receiver near side, Bortel far side, Rutledge and Stockdale behind him. An offset eye. They turn and fake. He's got a shoulder open across the middle, up at the 30. Across the 45, he's going to get up to about the 50-yard line for Kohler. Great pickup. Richards stopped back, didn't have anybody open. Fake the pass, and about that time, Kohler broke free and was able to make the catch, get the ball up near midfield. First and 10, 207 to go in the first quarter.
18-yard gain.
18-yard gain for Kohler. Great play as Richards stuck with it and was able to find Kohler back in the secondary, make the catch, and then make the run up field. Three backs, eye formation behind Richards. Bortel, Stockdale. Stockdale with a handoff left side. Stockdale is going to make it up past the 50, down past the 45. We're going to mark him down to the 44. There's a pickup of about six. No, I take it back. Pickup of about eight. Going to bring up second and two for North Mahaska. Warhawks with a minute 30 to go in the first quarter. And get a few plays here in a row with some positive yardage, get some momentum built up here. Be nice to punch one in and bring this one back within a score. Two receivers near side, Bortel and Simmons, Rutledge and Stockdale behind Richards. Richards takes the snap, going to hand off to Stockdale, the up back. That is the line of scrimmage, and he's going to make it forward for about a yard. They're going to give him a hand. Yep, they're going to give him one. So that's going to bring up a third and one. We're inside a minute to go in the first quarter. Watch winding down first quarter. High formation, three backs. Stockdale's going to get the handoff on the left side. He's met in the backfield. Falls forward.
I think he got the first down.
I think it's going to be close. He didn't get much. They marked the ball just short of the first down. About a half yard to go for North Mahaska. See what Coach Aaron and the Warhawks want to do here. We're inside 20 seconds to go. The Pekin Panther team has been in the backfield so far here in the first quarter. I think they're just going to let the clock wind down on this first quarter. And we're going to take it to the second quarter with fourth and a short yard to go for the Warhawks to pick up the first down. They're in the first quarter. So far, it's been all Chase Copeland and the Pekin Panthers. As the Panthers lead this one 13-0, we're going to take a minute to talk about it on the sideline. We're going to get a chance to thank some more of our sponsors. Couldn't do it without them. First and foremost, we want to thank Jay Mill and the boys at KIIC for letting us be a part of Friday Night Lights here 2013. We were able to bring you the kickoff game of the kickoff game of the season. We're here for week zero as North Mahaska was able to take on a good belt plane team, but we were able to keep it close late in that one.
That was my chance.
Wow, she lived there. She came right past us as well. The bleachers. One of the kids is going to get that one. Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
Okay,
too much in my hands to try and figure out catching that one. Brian Seed Company, they're your suggested independent seed advisor, located in Oskaloosa and distributes in the surrounding area. With a full line of NK beans and Golden Harvest corn. For more information, call Kelly Bryan, 641-660-2251.
I turn around and watch all the kids battle each other to get that football.
Fourth and a short yard, ball on the 43-yard line for North Mahaska. Near side of the field, Richards has got three backs behind him. Pekin's going to stack the middle here. They're going to run right behind Richards. They're going to push him up. Pass. Richards on the quarterback keeper, in and down inside the 40. They're going to give him the mark. They're going to give him the mark down to the 39. First and 10 Warhawks.
What would that be, a four-yard game?
Yeah, he picked up. He needed one, picked up four. So,
well, first half.
Yeah, take that all night long.
First quarter totals, 16 rushing yards and 18 passing.
So we got 34 yards of offense in the first quarter. That's not going to do it tonight for the Warhawks and Coach Aaron. So we'll see if they can get something going here in the second quarter with 11:44 to go. Deacon leading this one 13-0. Offside eye behind Richards. Stockdale Rutledge. Handoff's going to be to Rutledge with a quick. Quick to the whistle. What's up? They're talking to make up pass from 35 to the 30. Oh, the clock. Legville's have a tough time getting up after that one. But a pickup of 10, that's going to give it close to first down. They're going to take a look. Second, very short is Fortell took the inside handoff from Rutledge. Kind of a quick developing play. They're going to measure this one and see. It's going to be close as they mark the ball just inside the 30-yard line.
He got it.
Now, look from where we're at up here. I think he got just enough.
He got it.
But kind of a little bit of trickery there for Coach Harrett and the Warhawks. We're going to look at this one. It's an 8-1 chain link away from a first down on that one.
So I'll give him 10 yards on that.
Yeah, that was every bit. You couldn't run closer to 10 yards and not have a first down. They're going to mark him just short. So second, a very, very short, about a half an inch here for the Warhawks to get the first down.
So I got it. When the ball is this close to a first down, don't do a quarterback sneak. Just do a little lob pass.
Well, a lot of them will generally do that on second and short. Try something down the field. If you don't get it, you always have third down to get the first down and keep the chains moving. This is a good sign for the Warhawks, though. You know, there's been times this season to where they've had a tough time getting first downs. Ball far side of the field, I formation behind Richards. Stockdale and Rutledge in behind him. They're going to go ahead and be all right with quarterback keeper, and that's going to be Richard Richards going to get down inside the 35. Inside the 25, I think. Inside the 25. Second, about a quarter inch, and he picked up 7. This will be a first and 10 with 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. Running down 11 minutes. He can lead this one 13-0 as it was off Chase Copeland in the first quarter. So the Warhawks have started off this second quarter, starting to lose the ball a little bit, which gets a little momentum built up, burn some time off the clock.
Yeah, about 2 minutes into the first quarter, and then they kind of woke up, and now they're moving the ball pretty good.
Moving the ball. You know, last week with that Montezuma game, I forget how many first downs we had, but it wasn't very many.
One, two.
Very, very few. So I formation, three backs, Rutledge, Fortell, and Stockdale behind Richard. Fortell going to go in motion to the far side of the field. Richards takes a snap. Pitch is going to be near side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to be dead in the backfield, driven back for a loss of a yard. Number 81, Brody Long in on the stop for the Pekin Panthers. Long lining up on that right end position. He's been in the backfield quite a bit so far tonight. Well, so they're going to give him a loss of 2, so second and 12. Ball just beyond the 25-yard line for the Warhawks. Richards and the Warhawks break huddle. Ball's near side of the field. Fortell in the slot. Kohler on the far side receiver. Rutledge and Stockdale behind him. Fortell's going to go in motion to the far side of the field. Richards going to roll out right side. He's got some green in front. He's got a man open. Fortell.
Intercepted.
Fortell tipped it up, tried to back to himself.
Interception by number 16.
That was awesome. For Pekin came up with the interception.
That was a nice grab. I mean, I hate to say it, but that was a pretty nice grab.
Fortell ran out, sat down, kind of found an empty space in the defense. Ball came to him. He tipped it up, and as he went to try and grab it out of the air, Alsop came diving in, was able to come down with it. Big turnover for the Warhawks as they were starting to move the ball, starting to get a little momentum going, and he had the man open. Had the man open for the first down. But instead, it's the Pekin Panthers. The Panthers first and 10, ball on the Warhawk 14. Also, with two receivers near side, two backs. The handoff's going to be the up back off the right side. Going to carry the ball up past the 15, almost to the 18. 37, Whitrock on that one, I believe. Take that back, 31, Adam. Legbold in on the stop for the Warhawks. Going to bring up a second and 6. Ball on the 20. Just inside the 20-yard line here. I'm sorry, ball on the 18.
Yeah, I'm buying some.
Four receivers set for the pass going to be the near side. That's number 31. He's going to make it up past the 25. Kind of eked him out of bounds. Stays in bounds. to the 37. He's getting that up past the 40. He was driven out of bounds at the 45-yard line. There was a 37 Whitlock. Penalty marker back on the field, back around the 30-yard line. Really good block in the back by the Panthers. Going to bring this one back. Right after the penalties, I think that's going to be enough for a first down. Whitlock caught it on the near side here, was able to deke about four defenders and make it up to almost midfield, up past the 45. But the penalty's going to bring it back with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. He can lead this one 13-0. They're going to step off the penalty. Happened up right past the 30-yard line, right about the 31. Oh, they're going to bring the ball back just beyond the 20, so about the 21-yard line for Pekin. Still going to get the second down as the penalty brought it back. It's going to be second and four. Ball just beyond the 20, close to the 21-yard line. Ball near side of the field, three receivers set for Pekin. Two backs with Alsop.
Yeah.
That's going to be the left side.
Get him.
Going to be around the left side. He's going to be up past the 20, 35 to 40, 45. He's going to be dragged down. That was number 32. Petey Club, as he made it up past the 45.
Stockdale.
Had to give him to the 47-yard line. Stockdale was able to drag him down. Well, Stockdale was the only thing that stood in front of Club and
the end zone.
Pater.
Yeah, let's go with Pater. I like Pater better.
He was very close to taking that one to the house.
Could have been a home run. All right, wrong sport.
It is the final. Good baseball to get ready to start as my Cardinals are hopefully going to try and win the division here tonight. Four receivers set for Pekin. In the pistol, he takes the snap. He's got a man cut down the middle. That's going to be intercepted by Stockdale. The other side of the center, that's the 35. Stockdale's going to bring it back to midfield. Stockdale was back, kind of playing center field just beyond the 40-yard line. Watch the eyes of the quarterback, and he had a man open, but Stockdale was able to get over there and take it down. That's going to be north of a half of Warhawk football right at midfield. Great play by Stockdale. Some of the bright spots that we've not really had so far this year.
No.
A great play by Stockdale on the interception.
I was hoping you were going to start screaming like a little girl.
No, there's enough of them up here that could do that. 8:35 to go in the second quarter. Warhawks get the football back. First and 10, ball at midfield. Richard's got two backs behind him. Bortel on the slot. Kohler on the near side. Bortel's going to come in motion. Two receivers near side. They're going to hand off to Stockdale. These men in the backfield driven backwards. Eight off of three.
He got met right away.
Yeah, he took the handoff. One of the Panther defenders was already there. That's going to bring up second 13. Clock continues to run. 8:12 to go in the second quarter. Deacon Panthers leading this one 13-0. But the Warhawks have had the ball a fair amount of time so far here in the second quarter. Hopefully we can get it down into the end zone. Four receivers set for the Warhawks. Richards in the shotgun. Fly comes in. It's going to be a little bit of a screen to Stockdale. Stockdale is going to be up past midfield down into Warhawk territory, up into Panther territory.
Probably a hold.
We've got the flag in the backfield, so we'll see what they call here. Generally, on a screen pass like that, a lot of the linemen, they're going to call a procedure penalty against the Warhawks. Bortel went in motion. Maybe he either didn't get set or he was moving toward the line of scrimmage when the ball was snapped. So that's going to tack on 5 yards. So our second 13 is going to be pushed back to a second and 18. It looked like Bortel was in motion parallel to the line of scrimmage. It didn't make a movement forward until after the ball was snapped. But they're talking it over here on the sidelines. Coach Harris talking it with the official.
Get him.
Let's go bring up second and 18 for the Warhawks. .7:50 to go. The officials are discussing this one just past midfield. They've got all four of them in together. Coach Eric fled his case to the referee, and now we've got all pretty much all but the back judge is talking this one over.
I think they're saying he didn't move.
Yep, they're going to wave this one off. result of the play was a pickup of about 6. That really was with third down and 8 to go. Ball just inside of Deacon Panther territory.
Who caught that
one on the 48? Stockton caught that one on the screen. Was able to get forward for 6. Offset eye behind Richard. Richard's going to pitch it left. Double screen, a little bit of a flea flicker. He's got a man open. That's Kohler. Kohler's there. Look at it. Touchdown. Awesome. Touchdown going for Haskell. And the Warhawks pulled the flea flicker out of the playbook. And the Warhawks faithful here on this side of the field are going crazy.
That is awesome.
Richards ran back. Richards, I'm not sure who all got it first, but Richards got the ball back. Had Kohler let it down the middle of the field.
It looked like Rutledge. Might have been Hibbler.
Rutledge got it, and Hibbler got it, and then before we knew it, Richards had it back, and he was able to find Kohler down inside the 10-yard line. He reared back and let it go, and Kohler came down with it. As we hear, they line up for 2. Going to roll out right side, got a man in the end zone. Oh, again, Kohler's going to come down with a 2-point conversion. That's a 7:23 to go in the second quarter. Warhawks get on the board. Deacon still has them by 13-7, but tell you what, it's 15-8. We got 2 points there. I was quicker than the scoreboard, man. We haven't had a whole lot to cheer for so far this year, aside from that second half of that English Valley game, but tell you what. The Warhawks have been able to move the ball and be effective with it, and that's generally some mental mistakes, some penalties. They get a pull back, pull a little backyard magic out of the playbook, and able to go, what was that,
38 yards.
48 yards on the pass play. Richards, the Kohler, Kohler takes it in.
It's about 25 of that one.
And he is. Oh, he was more than that because he was not on the 10. He was back in midfield. But Richard ran back and threw it. Here we go, Warhawks. 7:23.
We got to keep it going.
To go to Davis is going to come out and kick this one off for the Warhawks. But the Warhawk defense come in. A big interception for Stockdale on that one gives Warhawks the ball back. They were moving the ball. The interception gave Beacon back, but they were able to get it. And then a few plays taken in. So here we go, Warhawks. Get ready to kick off. 7:23 to go.
My air to coaches. There's
going to be filled by Copeland inside the 10. He wants the ball over his head, but he's going to pick it up. He's going to run it back, and he's met. He's met by number 10. Jason Simmons. Copeland came up to catch the ball. It's a little high off his finger. He has to go back to get it. By the time he got it, Max Simmons was able to meet him at the 15.
Things are starting to roll the Warhawks way right now.
The Warhawks would take a little momentum right here to really get some good stuff going. 7:15 to go. Pekin gets the ball back. Ball right on the 15-yard line. 3 receivers far side. Copeland's one of them there. Also in the pistol. Copeland goes in motion.
We got fly.
He gets met in the backfield and throws it back. That's number 31 meter. Tanner Adams. Both of your legs out all over. Both of was in on the stop.
And number 50. I can't remember.
Davis.
Yeah.
He's Davis. No, Doty.
Doty. Doty, sorry.
Flies down. We're going to see what they call it here. It was a loss of 5 on the play anyway. As Doty and Popey were able to get upfield, they're going to catch the Pekin Panthers with an illegal procedure, illegal motion. They had a man in motion coming near side. So that's going to give us 2nd and 15 for the Panthers as the Warhawks will take a little bit of this momentum, see if they can get the ball back. Pekin's going to take a timeout and pop this one over. As it seems like the last 5 or 10 minutes, they're going to get the Warhawks ready. And if this defense can come up with a big stop, you're listening to the Friday Night Live action. North Bay has to Warhawks football. 7:03 to go in the second quarter. They're behind 8-13, but they're starting to get a little momentum moving. You got some scores for us?
Oh, Matt, yeah. I got to make a couple shout-outs to a couple buddies. One's Dustin Holliday in Muscatine. He's working probably right now.
Working over Han Industries.
Yep.
Yeah, second shift, guys. We thank you guys for listening in to us on Friday nights.
I know it's kind of boring there.
You say that from experience, it sounds like.
Yeah, kind of.
anybody's got a shout-out or have somebody they want to give a shout-out to on the air?
Even if you're at the game.
If you're at the game, send me a text. send Tommy a text.
Or just come up to us.
Or come up and let us know. You can text me 636-887-1512.
We got a little upset in the making right now.
What do you got?
We got Carlisle 7, Pella 3.
7-3, that Pella team is a good team. Pekin's going to hand it off left side here. He's going to be running up past the 15, past the 20. He's going to make it to the near sideline. That past the 30.
Dogtail on that.
Dogtail on the south, number 32.
He put
Club. You think I'd remember that one? We called his number quite a bit. Club with it up. On second 15, took the ball up past the 35. That's going to be first down for Pekin.
I think we need to check Petey for one of his clubs. You just keep getting right through that line.
Pekin Panthers ball just short of the 35. First and 10 ball on the 34. Boss off with the three receiver set. Looks like Club in behind him. Gonna take the shotgun. Throws it up. He's got a man there. Oh, through the hands of number five, Zach Tiger. He had the man down. I believe that was Hitler. That's Waters. Mortel on that one?
Mortel.
Waters was back there too. So incomplete pass. Gonna stop the clock. Second and 10 for the Pekin Panthers with 6:38 to go in the second quarter. Down the near side of the field, he's got three receivers far side, got Club in behind him. Copeland's going to come in motion, and they're going to whistle this one dead before he gets a chance to get started.
You know, one thing I've noticed this game, there's not a lot of tension and chippiness.
Not as chippy as that Montezuma game was last week. That was a procedure, so a false start, as most of us know it, on Pekin. That's going to back the ball back inside the 30-yard line, set up the second 15 for the Panthers.
Yeah, 29-yard line.
Inside the top, what I say?
Inside the 30.
29, yeah, just inside the 30. Buzz on the ground, man, perhaps he's going to fall on it. Well, Alsop wouldn't make the handoff to Copeland, and neither one of them had him. So I take that back, that wasn't Copeland, that was Club. Both of them fell on, so that's going to be a loss of one, another three.
Three, five.
Yeah, third and 18. Ball on the 26, about the 27-yard line of the Pekin Panthers. 6:08 to go in the second quarter.
I just got text. Doug Holliday wants to give a shout-out to my mom.
Man, they have to be appropriate. Colpier gets in the backfield. He's going to chase the hustle around. Bob sits up. Doggo's going to come down with it. There we go. That's going to be huge. Doggo comes down with it. Also, to be a chase by Colpier in the backfield. He threw it up for grabs. He had a man close. The Stockton was able to kind of catch the ball at the 35-yard line. That's going to give the Warhawks the first and 10 ball at the 35-yard line. What a break for the Warhawks. Two interceptions for Stockton there. Now, remember, our shout-outs have to be radio appropriate.
Well, yeah.
Justin, if you're listening,
I know you do know my mom very well.
Ball on the far side of the field for the Warhawks. A high formation behind Richards. Mortel goes in motion near side of the field. And that's going to be the number 33, Rutledge. Couldn't think of Rutledge there for a minute. Hand off to Rutledge as he stopped in the line of scrimmage and driven back. He's going to lose about a half yard in the play. Second and 11 for the Warhawks. Good we haven't had have some breaks like that so far for the Warhawks this year. Nice to have some of those. High formation behind Richards. Over to the far side. Mortel goes in motion.
Oh.
I think it's Hudnut.
Yeah, I think
Hudnut stepped early on the far side of the line.
Was it Hudnut or was it Davis?
I think it's 51 Hudnut. So I think that 51 is Davis. I see 52 out there. So false start's going to push him back five, bring a second and 16. Ball just beyond the 40-yard line. 5:05 to go in the second quarter. Warhawks looking to try and punch this one in. Punch this one in to give them the lead here in the second quarter. Richards offset eye behind him. Mortel goes in motion. Culler on the far side. Gonna roll out. Got a man. Mortel over. Oh, man. He had Mortel in the wheel route as Mortel came out of the backfield, started running down the far sideline. He had him there. just about a yard too far. To stop the clock, 3rd and 16 with 4:43 to go in the second quarter. He had him there, and he had had a lot of open field along that far side.
He did. He was wide open.
Wide open. He would have taken that one in.
That's a little over some.
Richard's going to come out in the shotgun with four receivers set. Ball doesn't make it back to him. Richards is able to pick it up, and he's going to be driven back. Snap didn't make it to Richards. He was able to get the ball and try and make something of it, but they're going to mark him down at the 45-yard line.
Off the four.
Fourth down. Yeah, lost the four on the play. We're going to get down inside 4 minutes to go. 4th and 20. Richards is going to line up to kick this one. We've had a little momentum shift here and there so far. We've got the ball. We've scored. Another interception, not able to do anything with it, so they're going to kick it back. Number 31, Tanner Adam, back to receive the punt. Oh, high snap. Richard's able to get it down.
That's a nice punt.
He's going to be able to kick it over his head. I'll take that back. That was 37. Whitrock got over his head and into the end zone, so a touchback for the Panthers is going to give them a 1st and 10 on the 20-yard line.
My wife just texted me off 3-7 and Norwalk 7.
7-7 in that one. You can also check the scores via the Thunderbolt app for KIIC. There's two KIIC apps out there. If you download the Thunderbolt app, you can pick one of any 9 football games on Friday night to listen to. Also listen to the main station for country music through the week. 3 receivers set. Ossoff's going to hand it off near side. Off left tackle is going to be brought down at the 20. Number 21, Copeland. Chase Copeland. First quarter, we called Chase Copeland's number quite a bit. He put 2 touchdowns in the end zone. Panthers have struggled to get anything going here in the second quarter. Ball's going to be spotted right at the 20-yard line. 2nd and 10. Ball's near side. 4 receivers set for Ossoff. Ossoff's got Whitrock behind him in the backfield. Have a pistol set. Copeland goes in motion far side. He takes the handoff right on the left edge. Cole Peter behind it. Cole Peter going to get beyond the 35 to the 40.
Wow.
To the 41.
Wander Cole Peter.
Yeah, Cole Peter in on the stop.
And
Copeland got some speed. He got around. He went in motion to the far side. Was able to get around the left edge. Push it up the field. He outran Cole Peter into the secondary.
You know what?
So I tend to go with 3-10.
I think he could have caught him.
I couldn't have gone. I had to have a 20-yard head start.
Hey.
Three receiver set for Pekin. 2 backs in the backfield with Ossoff. Pistol is going to hand it off near side. Copeland's going to be met by Colpeter and dropped down and lost of a yard. Colpeter made it into the backfield, ran it down here on the right side, and was able to bring it down before the line of scrimmage. Loss on the play will bring up 2nd and 11 for the Panthers. 2:44 to go in the second quarter. Panthers lead this one 13-8. Ball's in the middle of the field. 4 receiver set with Ossoff. There's Club in the backfield. They take the pass, draw back. He's got a receiver up past midfield. Struck down to the 46.
Injury.
Down into Panther territory. That was number 23, Keaton Wynn, for the Panthers. We've got a man down on the play for North Mahaska. Mortel got in on the final stop there. As they tend to, one of the Warhawk players, thanks to more of our sponsors like Maple Ridge for Assisted Living and Memory Care in Oskaloosa. As we turn the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. At Maple Ridge in Oskaloosa, we have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates the incredible aspects of life and creates new experiences. You got Hibbler getting up?
Yeah, that's Hibbler getting up.
He's got one of his left arm is wrapped, one of his left arms. He only has one left arm. He got his left arm wrapped. I'm not sure.
It's his other left.
His other left. He's holding that arm pretty close to him as he makes it over to the sideline.
Well, he took a pretty good jolt on that shoulder.
It looks like the left shoulders as he's going to walk it off here on the sidelines. They offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. Around the clock staff, dog assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. Maple Ridge, the assisted living in Oskaloosa. Deacon Panthers, 1st and 10. 4 receivers set, also in the backfield. Man goes in motion, that's Copeland. They're going to take the handoff to him and say, they give the handoff out to the right side. He's going to make it down past the 30.
CD Club.
That is Club. they fake the handoff to Copeland. Copeland went in motion, and Club took it in the hole that was formed and was running up the right side. Well, down inside the 25, down to the 23, first and 10 with 2:08 to go in the second quarter.
That would be a 23-yard gain.
23-yard gain for the Panthers. It's four-man, same play right off the right side. Club's going to make it around the right side, down inside the 10. He knocked out of bounds about the 6.
Clay Gleason.
Gleason in on the stop, number 81.
I'm starting to remember some of these numbers.
You know, in week 6, we're starting to get some of these figured out. Gleason, one of the freshmen, starting on this defensive side for the Warhawks. First and goal to go for the Pekin Panthers. Again, they're going to come out. Three receiver set, high formation with Club and Copeland behind Austin in the backfield. Pistol set. He's going to hand it off left side to Copeland. Copeland, huge hole. Run it off the left side, going to pick up a couple. They bring a second goal to go. Going to spot the ball down about the 4, so pick up a 3. Copeland had a huge hole to run through. Four receivers. Awesome's going to hand it off right side. That's Copeland. Copeland's going to run it off right side and into the end zone for a touchdown.
That's number 3 for him.
3 touchdowns tonight so far for Chase Copeland, number 21. Puts us at 19. Pekin Panthers 19. The North Mask Warhawks 8. With a minute 25 to go before the half.
I think they're going to go for 2.
Looks like they're going to line up and talk about it. Possibly go for 2. Coach Harris on this near side, kind of pulling the ear of the line judge on this side.
Yeah, they're going to go for 2.
Club and Copeland in the backfield with Austin. Austin can come a pistol formation just a couple yards behind the center. He's going to take it, take the handoff. Got a man in the end zone, but Stodgill's going to be there to knock it down.
Stodgill.
Number 37, Christian Whitrock.
Stodgill's been a beast on defense right now.
Stodgill in that secondary. 2 interceptions and able to knock that one down.
And I hate to say
it. 2-point conversion is no good with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Pekin Panthers lead this one 19-8.
I hate to say it. You know, he's not showing that much on offense right now as of yet, but I'm sure he will start running the ball a little bit harder and getting down the field for the next play. But defense, he's just picking it up. He's got 2 interceptions.
Knock that one down.
Quite a few tackles.
Unfortunately, in the secondary, he's had to make some stops, but the Pekin Panthers running backs have been able to make it up into the second level. We want to thank Boyd U.S. Cellular. Hello, everyone. With Boyd U.S. Cellular, the company puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop in one of their 4 locations today in Alville, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon. And see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. A little better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Minute 25 to go to the second quarter. Warhawks are trailing in this one 19-8. Pekin Panthers homecoming 2013. But we got a lot of football left to go, and they've shown some sparks of energy, being able to move the ball. Hopefully we can get something going. Number 32. Club's going to line up to kick this one. Deacon's kicking left to right as you face your radio. Stockdale and Rutledge back to receive.
Onside kick.
North Mask is going to fall on it. Thought he saw a Kohler in there. Flag out on the play late. Kohler, I think Kohler was able to come up with it.
Well, he was down with his feet and hold on to the ball. Does that count?
Not sure what they're discussing. They're making a determination to who ended up, but yeah, a little trickery by the Panthers. Tried the onside kick, but North Mahaska comes up with the ball. They're going to talk about the penalty. The flag came in from this near official on our side.
Face mask.
So they're going to call a personal foul face mask against the Panthers after the recovery. So what would have been first and 10, ball just
on the 40?
On the 45 is going to get North Mahaska the ball at midfield, first and 10 with 1:21 to go in the second quarter. Richards in the huddle. We're going to switch the ball out here.
Ball on the 49.
North Nebraska in the Pekin Panther territory with a minute 21 to go. See if we can make something of it before halftime. Richards breaks the huddle. Fortell in the slot. Kohler near side. Rutledge and Stogdale behind him. High formation. Fortell comes in motion to the near side. Richards going to roll on near side. He's got a man open. Number 12. Fortell catches the ball down. Inside the 45, down to the 42. Going to stop the clock. North Nebraska is going to take a timeout with a minute 14 to go. Good route by Bortel. Ball was a little underthrown, but he was able to come back and get it. Make the reception of the third ring at the second and two. Ball on the 42-yard line.
Six different players for the North Nebraska squad have got yards.
Picked up positive yards. Slumberland Furniture, when it comes to relaxation, other than beats a plush reclining sofa. I'll take a reclining sofa just about like anybody.
I do too.
And when it comes to saving more, nobody saves you more like Slumberland Furniture and Austin Lisa. Shop now for up to 55% off a list of reclining sofas and chairs, plus more like bedrooms and mattresses, including Sealy, Posturepedic, Futurest, Relax, and Save. Shop the big reclining and more sale at Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa. See hours, directions, and more at slumberland.com.
Now, would Beauty Rest be a bed?
Beauty Rest would be a bed.
I would love to have a bed.
I would
right
say
now.
When I'm sleeping, I would be considered Beauty Rest, Tom.
Well,
Silent. Who's making the determination?
It must be your wife saying that.
Minute 14 to go. Clock stopped with the timeout for the Warhawks. Second and two. Ball on the 42-yard line. The man in the booth calls it 41. I'm calling it a 42. That looks a little beyond the 41.
Yeah.
Second and a long two. Fortell comes near side.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. On that last play, that's Petey Club for the Pekin Panthers. He's been jumping the snap counts. Richards comes up with a hard count and able to get a neutral zone infraction on the defense, which gives the Warhawks the first down. Down to the 37-yard line.
Well, I've noticed that Pekin, the linebacker's coming running right up and getting right in there.
Yep, he's been timing the snap, and he's thought he had Richards figured out for that one, but that penalty gives the Warhawks a first down. Offset eye behind Richards, Bortel near, Kohler in the far side. They're going to fake the handoff. Man coming around. Oh, Richards is hit just as he let the ball go. Hit by Tanner Adam. Coming off that right side. Richards is a little shaken up.
Fulton Davis had a guy that was trying to get through, and he just picked him up and threw him back.
Adam coming off that far edge was able to knock Richards down as he got ready to pass. The incomplete pass is going to stop the clock. The second and 10 to go, ball on the 37-yard line. Warhawks would like to get some more points on the board before we go get in at halftime. Minute 8 to go. Pekin leading this one 19-8. Homecoming 2013. High formation behind Richards. Fortell goes in motion to the near side. They're going to call a delay. Delay on the Warhawks. Apparently the play clock was running down and they weren't aware of it. So that's going to back it up. Second and 15. Still a minute and 8 to go in the second quarter. Ball's going to be moved back to the 47. Ball still near side of the field. They're going to go with the shotgun set. Four receivers with Stock on the Richards right. Four receivers for North Nebraska. Ball snapped high. Richards is able to get it. Go down on her knee. Back past midfield. Ball on the 45. Back into North Nebraska territory. The Warhawks going to take a timeout. Is that going to bring it third and
boom on?
25, 27, 28 maybe?
Maybe 30.
We'll call it 30. Third and 30 for the Warhawks to pick up a first down ball. Ball back into Warhawk territory. Boy, we thought after that false start penalty, we had something working. And unfortunately, due to the delay of game penalty and now a bad snap over Richard Ted, pushing way back. Yep, they're calling second 28 on the scoreboard. We're 56 seconds to go in the second quarter. Warhawks would like to get some more points on the board before we call this first half done. They've got some momentum moving for him, was able to, on a flea flicker pass, able to get a touchdown early in the second quarter.
Throwback pass.
Pekin answered with a touchdown of their own, which makes it 19, Pekin 19, Warhawks 8. 56.8 to go. So Warhawks break the sideline. Third down, 28 to go for the first down. They need to get all the way down almost to their own, to the Pekin 25-yard line for a first down. Richards has got Fortell and two receivers far side. We're just going to beat this into handoff left side. Stockdale. Stockdale's met at the line of scrimmage. Three of the Pekin linemen driven back. No gain on the play. Simmons and Bortel out on, lined up out on the other side's receivers. So that's going to bring up a fourth and 28. Beacon's going to take a timeout.
Pella came back.
Yeah, that'd be another Pella Sheraton game.
Pella Carlisle.
Pella Carlisle, I'm sorry.
Wrong class.
Who's one of those?
Pella 24. Carlisle 7.
24 to 7.
And that big blowout that started, Wayne versus Moravia. Wayne has 42 points in his halftime.
Wayne scoring 42 on Moravia.
Which they're kind of known for having some big scores.
Growing up, yeah, it seems like a couple weeks ago, it was very similar. Very, very similar to that going into the second half.
It was like
49.9 seconds to go in the second quarter until halftime. Brings up fourth down for the Warhawks. Whitrock's going to be back, standing just outside of his 10-yard line as Richards back to kick. Pekin looks like they're going to be coming on this one, see if they can get a block. Ball's down. Kick is up.
Nice.
Ball's going to bounce about the 25, down inside the 10, roll out of bounds about the 7.
Excellent punt.
Great punt by Richards. The Pekin was bringing the pressure. He was able to kick the ball to this near sideline. So that's going to give Pekin a first and 10, ball on the 8-yard line. They're going to give him the 8 with 41.9 to go in the first half.
My wife just texted me on update for the Aussie game, 13-7. Winning missed kick. Okay. Oski must be winning.
Oski missed the PAT, so Oski leading that with 13-7. Oskaloosa's homecoming this week as well. As we're here for homecoming North Manhasket 2013. Oskaloosa's going to line up in the pistol with Copeland behind him. Two backs. He's going to hand off left side to Copeland. Copeland's going to make it around the left side. That's past the 10. Going to pick up about 2, maybe 3. We'll call it 3. Going to bring up a second and 7 for Pekin as the clock gets down inside 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Receiver each side. Copeland deep. Handoff's going to be the up back. Osip's going to keep it himself, run around left side. He's going to make a block and make it down the left side. Up past the 25 is a 30. Ran out of bounds at a 30 by Richards. Richards and Wanders running out of bounds here on this near side. Out of bounds going to stop the clock with 8.7 to go here in the first half. They're going to stop the ball just short of the 30, ball on the 29. Peak at 29-yard line, ball near side of the field. North Mahaska is going to back their secondary up here, make sure they don't give up a big play right before halftime.
Oh, that would be devastating.
Two receivers set. Flavin Copeland. Austin's going to drop back to pass. Austin's going to make a move up. He's going to run up past the 35. He knocked out of bounds close to the 40 with 2.2 to go. He dropped back to pass, had nothing, so he's able to run up to the right side. Enough for a first down. Pekin, barring a defensive penalty, Pekin's going to get one more play here in the first half. Ball's on the near side of the field. Whitrock on the near side. Conger on the far side. He's got Copeland in behind him. Austin's going to drop back to pass. Austin's going to tuck it right around the left side. He's going to make the left up past the 45, close to the 50. Right down, and the clock's going to run out on the first half. Warhawks going to head into the locker room. Halftime, homecoming 2013, trailing the Pekin Panthers 19-8. Deacon Panthers got going early with two touchdowns in the first quarter by Copeland. Warhawks able to answer on their own after an interception and a flea flicker pass. Richards to Kohler for 48 yards to get him on the board. And then Chase Copeland added a touchdown late in the second quarter. That puts us 19-8 here at halftime. We're going to take a break as the band takes the field. We're going to be back with a couple of minutes to go before we start the second half. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, KIIC.6.
One of these nice girls has brought me a cupcake.
You're spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be left side to Copeland. Copeland's going to make it around the left side. He's going to outrun it. He's going to get tied up by number 12, Bortel. Again, Legville's a little slow to get up for the Warhawks. Bortel was able to chase Copeland down. Haven't been able to see that very much tonight. Unless Copeland makes it around the edge, he's got the speed, and he's been able to outrun a lot of the Warhawk defenders. Did run out of bounds. That's going to stop the clock. They're going to wind it to go with 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Two receivers set for Awesome. Copeland in the backfield. Handoff's going to be right side to Copeland. He's going to cut it back upfield. He's going to make it up past the five, get down close. Fire Judge is marking him in for the touchdown.
Looks like the Peter was on that stop.
Peter stopped him. Nobody else made a motion, but the official on the far side of the field did make a motion that he did break the plane. So with that score, that's Deacon Panthers 45, North Maska 8. As the Panthers are going to line up for the extra point attempt.
Did you catch some of that football game last night?
Snap down. Kick is up by Brain. Kick is good. Ryan Brain has the extra point as the exclamation point on that short drive, which puts us Beacon Panthers 46, the North Maska Warhawks 8, with 3:17 to go in the third quarter.
You got some more sponsors over there?
More sponsors. I think we'll pull up the scoreboard and see what all's going on in the South Island here tonight. Community First Credit Union, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union, and your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at c1styourvoice.com or like them on Facebook. They're federally insured by the NCUA. What's your Tommy?
All right, we got Alvia, 16. Andre Ferrar, 21.
21-16, close game. Alvia looking to go unbeaten this year. They've had one or two close games and then a blowout there for 2 weeks in a row. So big game for Alvia tonight.
TCM Monroe, 14. I-35, 6. Norwalk, 14. Oskaloosa, 21.
Oskaloosa leading that one over there. Third quarter, I'm guessing, probably on that one.
Melcher Dallas 32, Tri-County 6, Ankeny 24, Johnson 28.
Sure.
Dallas Center Grimes 21, Knoxville 0. Montezuma 42, English Valley 0. Fourth quarter.
0. Panthers got a line to kick this one. Brain lined up to kick. Rutledge is going to come up. Ball through his hands. He's able to get it picked up at 15, up past 20.
Drag.
Flag comes flying in as Rutledge makes it up past the 25. They're going to mark him close to the 26. We're going to see what the penalty is here. With 3:09 to go, penalty's going to go against the Warhawks. With 3:09 to go in the third quarter, the Panthers leading this one 46-8.
I think last year I was looking online at the North Maska sports website. Last year they were 2-8. Two wins and 8 losses. So hopefully we can improve over last year.
We hope to. It's not, again, we talked a little earlier, we've got a rough stretch of games here for this Warhawk football team as we go to BGM at Brooklyn next week and home back with Winslow Sully in 2 weeks. A pleasant go at home, and then we end at Liberty Center of Southeast Warren. High formation behind Richards, Stockdale and Rutledge, two receivers far side. Pitch is going to be the near side to Stockdale. Stockdale's going to make it around a defender. He's going to make it up into the secondary. Get up past the 20. Oh,
Mike will fall.
Well, ball comes in late. Player from Pekin looked to be, not sure if he was trying to pull the ball out or repeatedly was trying to punch the ball loose, but it did not look good. So they're going to spot the ball. He made it just beyond the 20-yard line, which was a pickup of 7, close to 8. We've got all 5 officials huddling here at the spot of the ball. The back official here in behind the defense was the one that threw the initial flag and ran up. They pushed both teams away as they discussed this. Got all 5 officials together at the spot of the ball.
He might be, we got some discerning parents saying he should leave the game.
Personal foul. Those personal foul conduct on 63, he's gone. Number 63, Cole Rygaard of the Pekin Panther team has been asked to leave this game by the officials. I don't know if I've ever been, in a high school football game where a player was asked to leave. So number 63, Rygaard, that's the one we were talking about earlier. We went over and asked some of the guys in the press box as far as pronunciations. That was the only one we had trouble with. But Rygaard was now the officials are on the far sideline talking with the Pekin coaches. They were, from what I could see here, Tommy, he was in there and repeatedly, you know, making some punching movements toward the ball. I'm not sure if he was trying to rip the ball loose, but it did not look like a football play. And I think that's what the officials are letting the coaches know, that what they saw was not conducive to trying to make a football play on that carry by Stockdale. So for the pickup of 7 and then the personal foul penalty added at the end of that, the Pekin Panthers are one player down by way of the officials here. And now gives North Mahaska 1st and 10, ball just beyond the 35-yard line. Not what you want to see, especially in a game like this, Tommy, where you're up 46-8. You know, just nothing to really gain by doing that. It's just not an athletic play. You hate to see that in a post game, especially, but in a game like this, that's kind of all that decided with 2:43 to go in the third quarter. High formation by Richard Stockdale is going to get the ball up the left side, going to make a pass to 40. Up to the 45, brought down by a slew of Panthers. That's going to be close to another first down for North Mahaska.
I think that is the first down.
You're looking at it here. Referee's going to come up and make a determination. First down, North Mahaska with 2:18 to go in the third quarter.
2 first downs in a row.
Your first down, or 2 carries, 2 first downs. We keep that ratio up, I think we'll be okay. Certainly were some upset parents here on this side of the field after that play with a football record. 3 backs behind Richard, the high formation. Richard's going to take the snap, hands to the back, which is Rutledge. Rutledge is going to lean forward for 1, maybe 2. They're going to call him down close to the 50-yard line. They're going to give him close to 3 on the play. He ran into the pile, then he had a little bit of help from his offensive line pushing forward. He'll bring up a 2nd and 7 with 1:32 to go in the third quarter. Pekin leading this one 46-8. Ball's on the near side of the field, 2 tight ends in for the Warhawks. Richards with 3 backs, Rutledge, Bortel, Stockdale in behind him. Bortel's going to go in motion, far side of the field. Richards takes the snap. He's going to take the handoff. They roll out. Got a man there. They're going to be down, and they're going to show this one incomplete. Ball was thrown in behind Bortel as Richards was getting pressure here from the backside. Didn't see it coming. He wasn't able to get the ball out of there, but that's going to bring up a 3rd and 7. Inside a minute to go in the third quarter as the clock continues to run with the bars of 46-8, Pekin Panthers for this Warhawk team.
I think Richard rushed that throw a little bit.
A little bit. He may have heard footsteps in the background thinking something was going to happen right away. Offside eye behind Richards, 2 backs, Bortel in the slot near side. Richard's going to take a handoff to Rutledge. Rutledge's going to hand it off to Bortel. Bortel on the reverse is going to reverse the steal, try and cut up before he could get around the end. And Deacon was able to sniff that one out. I think Club was in on the stop there. Yeah, it looked like Club was able to come from his linebacker position and make the stop on the far side. That brings up a 4th and 7 ball right around midfield. Watch going to run out on the third quarter. There's a score, Pekin Panthers 46, North Mahaska Warhawks 8. Here on homecoming evening 2013, North Mahaska High School. Warhawks,
we have a final score.
We do have a final, yeah.
Wayne, 55, Moravia, 0.
55-0, that running clock on that one probably started early. Have it done right at 9 o'clock. 2-hour high school football game.
Johnson and Ankeny are having a battle right now. It's
24-28, Johnson and Ankeny.
Looks like Montezuma has walked away from the English Valley. 42-0.
42-0. Just about the same fate that we had last week at that Montezuma team.
No, is that college scores?
Surely we got enough local games here tonight.
No college scores.
Iowa State walked away with their first win of the season. I know.
Did they?
That doesn't concern you all that much.
No, it
doesn't. Tommy wears his Hawkeye pride about everywhere we go, not to mention on his right forearm and
that's right.
In other areas, so.
I
know some of the Cyclone fans were glad to be 1-2 as opposed to 8-3 waking up this morning.
I got 1958 Herky on my right arm.
Nobody will ever doubt Tommy's Hawkeye pride, that's for sure.
And for the people who don't know, 1958 is actually when Iowa won their one and only national championship.
Four receivers set here on fourth down for Richards. Richards in the shotgun. Take it back. Got a man on.
That's
Wander. Wander's going to be up past 45. Looks like he's going to have enough for a first down. Great pickup by Wander. 4th and 7. He got about 10. So first play in the fourth quarter looks see the Warhawks picking up a first down on fourth down. We haven't been able to say that very much this year either, Tommy. But
yeah, that's the first time we got to say that.
So 1st and 10 Warhawks with 11:29 to go. Warhawks trailing the Panthers 46-8 right now. Offset eye behind him, Bortel in the slot. Going to take the handoff, going to have the man up in the corner. Fuller's going to make the catch. Get down inside the 35, down about the 32. This corner is stopped by number 23, Keaton Glenn to the Panthers. That's enough. He's going to pick up, needed 10. He got about 10 and a half, enough to get the first down for the Warhawks with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
It's wind picking up.
It is. The breeze has definitely started to pick up here in the top of the bleachers for us.
Oakland Cardinals score.
I was just going to look up there and see what they started spraying the champagne in St. Louis just quite yet.
Oh, that could do it.
Offset eye. Richards is going to take the handoff. He's got Stockdale with a real high. He's going to catch the 15 to 10. He's going to hit the end zone. As Richards takes this. Take the handoff out of the backfield to the L-back Rutledge. Stockdale was able to get out on the wheel route, down to the flats, make the catch at the 15.
31-yard pass.
31-yard touchdown pass. Richards to Stockdale. The Stockdale runs it in with 10:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Pekin Panthers 46. North Mahaska Warhawks 14. They're going to line up for two here.
That's the first time this season that can count that North Mahaska
thrown for two touchdowns in the same game. A couple of those early games we started throwing late in the second half. Well, it's because we had to. We were down and needed quick scores, and those games ended up close. Richards got a man. Solar
got it.
Oh, man, he made a catch, didn't make a snap, and was hit, but was able to come down with the ball. But now with the two-point conversion, the Warhawks, 16 points on the board, but still trail the Panthers 46-16 with 10:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Looking on here, Chicago still trailing the Cardinals, top of six, still 6-0 St. Louis. Oh, we got another win? We'll be, I think it was 6-0 early.
Yeah, it might have been.
Anyway, 6-0, 1-0. Well, counts as a win. We want to thank Cargill of New Sharon. They have all your fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-farm applications and check out the prepay options. You know, on the way up here, Tommy, a lot of soybeans starting to get cut right now. I know it's still a little early for the corn.
Yeah.
We're still getting some decent weather. We got some cool nights. Last Friday night was a little chilly.
Yeah, well,
we are in Montezuma. Glad to have the long sleeves and the gloves. But here tonight, we're sitting at 9 o'clock still. Still quite a bit breezy, but not too bad if you're out in your long sleeves. And great night for a football game.
You know, Wendell, you're from Missouri. First time you said, they said you were coming up to Iowa. Well, the first thing that popped about Iowa that came into your head.
I thought, man, now I'm going to have to buy a snowblower.
No? Well, I figured it would be corn.
The North Mahaska is going to attempt an onside kick here, but the kick is directly over to the far sideline where the Deacon having the hands team on was able to make the catch and take a knee. Deacon's going to take over with 10:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Near midfield, just inside their own 45, first and 10, peeking on their 44-yard line. -68 degrees right now is what the weather channel is telling me. 68 degrees, and 9:15 on a Friday night. Offset eye in the back foot. Offset's going to keep this around the left side. He's going to make it into the secondary, up past the 45 before he into Warhawk territory. He's going to hop up down inside the 35, down to the 33. Colby also running a good offense for this Pekin Panther team. Also, Club, Copeland.
37.
Nope. 37, Whitrock.
Yep, there it is.
Those four guys we've been calling all night long. Also, with two backs in behind them, Copeland and the running back. And Hanoff's going to be the near back. Also's going to keep it. He's going to take it around the right side, up past the 30, down to the 25. They're going to mark it down just inside the 25. Of course, the first down, second and short for the Pekin Panthers. Second less than a yard, 9:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Pekin, even though they're up 30 points here, they're not seeming to take the foot off the gas. This Warhawk defense has got to be tired. They've been on the field a lot tonight. Two receivers for Alsop. High formation behind him. He's going to hand off to Copeland on the right side. Copeland's going to make it up the right. Stockton up on the contain. He's going to make it three. Up past the 20. Now past the 15. Close to the 10. Drift up around the 10. They're going to mark him down right at the 10-yard line. But on second short, enough for a first down for the Panthers. Going to give him first and goal to go. 9:25 to go in the fourth quarter.
Oh, big yawn. It's been a long...
There hasn't been a lack of excitement tonight in this game. It's just been all on the Pekin Panthers side.
Timeout, Pekin.
Pekin's going to take a timeout. Talk about this with 9:18 to go.
What are they going to talk about?
I don't know. With 30 points on the board... Well, last week in that Montezuma game, up 30 points up, Montezuma started running some of their freshmen and sophomores out there to play. Doesn't seem like we still had Ossoff in the game running the offense for the Panthers, so it doesn't look like they're thinking about slowing down anytime soon. 9:18 to go in the fourth quarter. All Panthers on this one, 46-16.
I got to say, sorry to Mr. Ford for my smart-ass comment I said on Facebook earlier.
We want to thank Proline Building Company. Proline Building Company. Building dreams is what Proline does. Let them help you realize your dream with Proline Building. New building construction is on your to-do list. Don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline has been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. Their reputation has been built on integrity, fair and honest building, and doing the right job the first time. Visit their website at iowadreambuilder.com today and book your dream. Panthers got the ball far side of the field. High formation in behind. They got a new quarterback. Hanoff's going to be the up back. got number three, Swanson. Ryan Swanson, a sophomore, in at quarterback now. Swanson with a handoff to Adam, Tanner Adam, number 31, up to the right side, picked up about three. It's going to be second goal to go from the seventh. Inside 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Swanson under center, high formation, receiver both sides of the field. Ball's on the far side of the field. Handoff's going to be the near side. Up going to be
number 11.
Number 11. He's going to be dragged back, dragged right down in behind the line of scrimmage. Brain, Jeff Brain. We got two Brain, the Brain brothers. I like it. I can remember as a kid, WWF, we had the Brain Busters. But I've never seen the Brain brothers. Got a Warhawk player down on that play. The training staff comes out to take a look at him. You see who that would hit, Tommy?
No, I cannot.
I see a man down here on the near side. 8:35 to go. Training staff and Coach Arrowhead out to check on one of the down players.
Kind of looks like Hip. Is that Hipler? Hipler on the sideline. He's kind of hurt too.
Hipler came up a little bit on that play as well.
He's got some cramping going on the field.
They got a couple players down, stretching them out. Sure, player's still down. He's down right here, right about the 10-yard line here on the near side of the field. They're going to help him up to his feet. Is that leg bone?
Yep.
That looks like a leg bone. Taylor let go down on the play. He wasn't moving around a whole lot. That makes you worry whenever a player goes down and there's not a whole lot of movement. You hate for, you know, at the end of the day, this is all in good fun. And these, you know, high school football, some guys will tell you, they give their heart. It's the time of your life. I tell you, there's a lot of other great things that happen in life, but for a 14, 15, 16-year-old kid, this is what it's about. Friday nights, under the lights, out on the gridiron. So Legwell makes his way to the sidelines. Panthers, third and goal to go, ball on the five. Man in motion, handoff's going to be to the right side. Number 26, he's going to try to make it to the false power line. He's going to quit for the touchdown.
That's the other
Copeland, Tyler Copeland.
First time we get to say his name.
Yep. So anyway, you check in tonight on KIIC radio, the main station, the .1. After the locker room show, we'll be bringing you all the scores from 10 to midnight tonight. We'll have coaches calling in. I may get to call in and recap our game, but, you know, if you've been listening to it the last few weeks, you hear this Pekin Panther team talk about the Copeland boys.
Always trying to outdo each other.
Yep, you know, I saw Pat with KIC this week and a couple times, and every time he asked me, watch out for those Copeland boys. I tell you what, tonight, it's been this whole Pekin Panther team with a steady dose of the Copelands. Extra point. Snap. Kick is up. The extra point is good. With 8:28 to go, that puts Pekin Panthers leading this one 53-16. Homecoming 2013 for the North West to face. A lot of red here. You know, that's one thing, no matter where we've been, either home or away, North West always has a good following. It always has... Always has a great bunch of fans that travel. Haven't had a whole lot to cheer for or be really excited about. We started this game, got off quick with the Panthers scoring twice in the first quarter. The Warhawks coming back to score in the second quarter to bring it back within a score. And since then, we've had one more passing touchdown to Stockdale, but it has been all Panthers here tonight.
I was kind of looking around. I know that there's another radio announcer for Pekin.
Yep.
Pekin's also on KIIC.
Pekin's another one of the schools that we call on Friday nights.
And
nine of them.
I think his name's Tim Hadley.
Tim Hadley, I believe so. I don't see him. He may be over on the Pekin side of the field.
That is true.
He's been following this Pekin team all year. Brian Brand, number 96, lining up to kick. He'll be kicking right to left as you face your radio. He comes up.
Nice kick.
Rutledge is going to field this one.
Off the
back inside is 5. Coming up past the 10, 15. That by defender is the 20. Making up past the 35. Rutledge is going to return about the 27-yard line. Warhawks are going to have a 1st and 10 with 8:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
Let's hope we can do the same thing as last time, last draft. Oh.
Say what it is.
Andrew Dumont,
number 18, going to be making his way in at quarterback to replace Richards with just inside 8 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
I didn't think that Dumont feels about that.
I'm sure he's a proud papa right now.
I sure hope so. I would be.
Dumont under center. Take the snap. It's going to be handoff to the right side. Spolster on the carry. He's going to be met the line of scrimmage and driven back.
That's the first time we've lost
about one. Yeah, I haven't called Spolster much tonight either. He's made a couple starts so far this year as Coach Aaron's had to rely on some of his freshmen to fill in some of the holes. Only 5 seniors on this Warhawk team. The loss of 2 on the play is going to bring up a 2nd and 12 with 7:13 to go in the fourth quarter. You're listening to second half action of North Nebraska Warhawk football. 2 receivers near side. Spolster in behind Dumont. Handoff's going to be the Spolster. Ball going to be stripped. Spolster was stripped around the 21. And Pekin recovered. That's going to give the Panthers the football with 6:51 to go.
I don't think that was a very good exchange.
Dumont looked like he had trouble trying to make the exchange to Spolster. Spolster had already kind of got away from him. And by the time Spolster got the ball, the defender was there and was able to strip it.
I think I'm going to have to talk to Andrew.
Running clock here with 6:24 to go in the fourth quarter.
It's kind of nice to see some of the underclassmen in the game.
Ryan Swanson for Pekin. He's going to make the handoff. He's going to be number 11, Jeff Rain. Rain's brought down to the backfield. 23. Boston in on the stop of the world.
Yeah, these are kids that we hardly get to say.
Some of these, yeah, we're not used to the numbers on some of these. That's going to bring up a 2nd and 12. Lost 2 on the play. Good tackle by Boston in the backfield. Clock continues to run as the Panthers lead this one going away, 53-16. High formation behind Swanson. Swanson's going to make the handoff to the left side. That's number 11. Number 11, Jeff Rain.
Paul Rosendahl.
Rosendahl in on the stop for the Warhawks. Gain of 4, call it 5 on the play. He's going to break up a 3rd and 7. Ball just inside the 20-yard line. Ball spotted just inside the 20. Ball on the near side of the field here. We got 8. Trevor Northrup, a freshman in for Pekin now. He's going to be met in the backfield, driven back. Handoff is number 26, Tyler Copeland.
He got
the handoff off.
Oh, there was a handoff.
Yeah, but as soon as he did, Boston was able to knock it back. So a loss on the play is going to bring up a 4th down for the Panther team. Northrop under center, high formation, receiver both sides. He's going to take a handoff, roll out near side. Got a man, but the throw is going to be short. Pass intended for number 26, Tyler Copeland. The pass was just short. That's going to be a turnover on down. Warhawks are going to get the ball back with 4:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Andrew Goodwin, the freshman, back in at quarterback for the Warhawks.
Taking over on their own 21?
Yep, taking over on their own 21-yard line. 1st and 10, 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Dumont with 3 backs behind him. Spolster in the back. Handoff's going to be to Spolster on the near side. Spolster's going to make it up past the 25, down to the 26.
Yeah.
Handoff is about 5 on the play. He's going to bring up 2nd and 5 with 3:49 to go.
Second down and five to go.
Second down and five. Dumont under center. He's going to hand up to the up back. Up back just number 25, Andrew Newport. Newport runs it off left tackle. Going to pick up about a yard. Can bring up third and four. I'm sorry, he got more than a yard. He picked up about two and a half. So on the second and five, picked up about half of that. Going to leave about third and two.
3 minutes to go.
3 minutes to go. They're going to call it third and three. Check on the Cardinals. They did score again. 7-0. Cardinals down to 7. Offset eye behind Dumont. And that's going to be the up back number 25. He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage here in the back. Jeanette Newport. Newport for no gain. That's going to bring up fourth down. Fourth down for the Warhawks with 2:33 to go. Wind has really picked up here this afternoon and into this evening. The wind coming out of the south. Probably what's kept it at a halfway decent temperature.
Yeah.
Fourth and three with just right at 2 minutes to go in this one. Ball on the North Mahaska 28-yard line. Yeah, Spolstra's met in the backfield by Copeland. The 26 Copeland. Yep, Copeland met him in the backfield, driven, drove him back. So the Panthers are going to take over first and 10 on the Warhawk 25-yard line. It's four plays and a turnover on downs is going to give the Panthers the ball back. We're down a minute 40 to go in this one. Homecoming 2013, not as joyous as what the Warhawk fans would like. We're all peeking Panthers here tonight.
Laughing at Wendell's daughter. She's all covered up and
she's tucked underneath the sweatshirt. And that's going to be the right sign. That's the younger Copeland. Copeland, he's going to make it up past the 25 to the 20, down to the 15, inside the 10. He's going to make it inside the 5.
Down to the 3?
Oh, down inside the 5 as we get down to about a minute and 6 to go. That's going to give the Panthers first and goal to go. Ball on the 3 because we're inside a minute. Panthers go in the second half. Panthers leading this one 53-16. I'm not sure if I'm the peak of Panther coach if I just don't take a knee here and call this one.
There we go.
Yeah, number 8, Trevor Northrup, is going to take a snap and take a knee. Let the clock run out on this one as the Panthers spoil homecoming night for the North Mahaska Warhawks.
It was a good hard-fought battle.
Hard-fought battle. The Warhawks were in it early. It is as close as the second quarter, but it has been all Pekin Panthers since then. Northrup's going to take the final snap of the night inside 10 seconds. The clock's going to run out for this one. There's a wind down. Final score for North Mahaska High School. Pekin Panthers 53. North Mahaska 16. Flea flicker pass there in the second quarter. Got him on the board.
That was nice.
Little wheel route. Yeah, 48-yard pass play. Richards to Cole, and then a 31-yard wheel route from Richards to Stockdale. I was scoring tonight for the Warhawks. And tell you what, between the Copeland boys, club, who didn't do it for the Panthers tonight? Awesome, the quarterback. This is a good Pekin Panther team.
It is. I wouldn't be surprised if they went straight into the playoffs. But there is a tough road. They got DMG and Montezuma.
Pleasantville, Montezuma. We've talked about it all season, this four-game stretch that we've got. You know, we're two games into it. We knew coming in these four games, especially these first two, have been tough ones to swallow for Coach Arrett and the Warhawks. I tell you, one of the great things I do like to to make note of is the handshake after the football game by both teams.
Yep.
Traditionally in hockey, something that you see a lot of, see all the time.
And 63 was in the handshake, which is a good thing, and I'm sure that he
Hopefully the coaches take a look at that and have a discussion, because, you know, as a young player, sometimes the emotions get the best of you, but on a night like tonight, with the score the way it was, it's just not something.
Give you an injury update on Lightvold. Looks like he twisted his ankle.
So his ankle, he's making his way out to the post-game huddle for the Warhawks.
He's got some ice on his ankle, and I did notice around halftime he did have his ankle taped up. So
taped up there, too. Well, Jim, final score here from North Mahaska, the Warhawks 53, Panthers 53, Warhawks 16. Next week we'll be coming to you live. I believe we're back at home. We're at BGM Brooklyn next week.
Yeah, that should be a decent game.
Yeah, BGM Brooklyn on the 4th of October. We'll be bringing that one live. We'll be going live about 6:50, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Tune in at 6 o'clock on KIIC.com for the pregame show. You can tune in tonight from 10 o'clock to midnight for the postgame show with Jay Mill and the boys. We'll be checking all the scores from all the schools around Sheraton, Albia, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, this North Mahaska game, Pekin.
Pekin's here.
Well, Pekin's here. I'm just saying, all the high schools, we got maybe 9 high school games on Friday night. We hope you've enjoyed listening to it as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. We'll be coming to you live next week from Brooklyn, Iowa, BGM. This is Wendell Campbell signing off. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, I'm coming home.